John Deaton is seeking the Republican Party's nomination for U.S. Senate to run against incumbent Elizabeth Warren, and he joins us this morning to discuss his campaign. Mr. Deaton, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So why do you want to be a senator?
Because the country is in crisis. When you look at Massachusetts is ground zero in all of them. Illegal immigration, we're ground zero there. Debt crisis, we're ground zero. You talk about cost of living, inflation, we're ground zero on just about every issue facing the country. But the greatest crisis we face is a crisis of leadership. You got these career politicians like Elizabeth Warren sit back, fuel division so that they can stay in power and do nothing for the country and nothing for Massachusetts. And when you look at the Senate, Dan, you don't see someone like me, someone who overcame poverty, grew up on welfare and food stamps, a single mother, someone who struggled to pay his bills throughout his life. I know what it's like for regular people to be doing everything right, but you still seem like you can't get ahead. And I've been blessed in my life. I've worked hard to get where I am, but I really don't think I can do a good job because I think I understand what people are going through.
Now, one of the things you called for is greater transparency. How would you achieve that?
Well, listen, when you look what's going on in the Commonwealth. We don't even know the $1 billion that has been spent on the migrant crisis. We don't know vendors. We don't know what the hotel rates are. We don't know any of that because the government is clouded in secrecy. And when you look at the United States government, we don't even know what the plan is, right? So if you take an issue like the Ukraine war, where they keep coming back and asking for money, there's no transparency. Where does each dollar go? What is the goal? What is our plan? What is the strategy? It's just this, trust me, give us your tax dollars and trust us, isn't working. And we're losing faith in our institutions. We're losing faith in our elected leaders. And the one way to restore faith is to be completely transparent.
And you've also stated your opposition to the Green New Deal.
Oh, yeah, listen, this is the problem. Climate change is real. There's no doubt about that, you know, but it is a global issue. And you can't just make arbitrary deadlines that can't be met. You can't say, oh, well, we're going to be carbon neutral by 2032. Handicap American businesses, entrepreneurs, and all of that with restrictions and regulations that are absolutely made up because you want to feel good when China, India, and the other countries don't have to comply with those same restrictions. So you have to approach it that way. We need a smart energy transition, multifaceted plan that includes wind, it includes solar, it includes very limited and nuclear even. There's a way to get there, but it has to be a smart plan. You just don't say, hey, I'm going to pick an arbitrary date and we're going to be carbon neutral and handicap American businesses. That's just stupid.
Now, where can people go to learn more about your campaign?
John Deaton for Senate.com. My last name is Deaton, John Deaton for Senate.com. Tuesday is September 3rd is the primary, and it would be my honor if people would vote for me. And I think that when they learn about me, Dan, they'll see that I'm a common sense, you know, centrist person who just wants to go do the job. Senator Warren wants to desperately keep the job. I just want to go do it. I believe in term limits. Go do a good job. Try to make a difference in people's lives and then come home.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Everybody have a great day today.